Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Mr. Richard Pennyman, ladies and gentlemen. Otherwise known as Little Richard. He's still rocking after all these years. He's got to be close to 80 years old. He's amazing. 17 till. The world is richer because we've had Little Richard. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. I hope you go to my website when you get a chance, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and help yourself. Make yourself at home. Use our stuff. If you break it, we'll fix it. Don't worry about that. And listen, read, ask questions. Subscribe to my newsletter. Take our poll question. We ask a different question every week right there on the homepage. If you want to check me out on our fan page on Facebook, it's at Small Business Advocate, and Twitter at Jim Blasingame. Jonathan Zook is our guest. He's our good friend, the president of the Association for Competitive Technology. That's actonline.org. And we were talking earlier, Jonathan, about this debate. I want to continue with this. So I want to.
Well, sure. I mean,
let me make sure I said, folks, we're talking about privacy. We're talking about, I know you want privacy. I know you demand privacy. I do too. I don't blame that. But we're not. What you have to understand is nobody is saying that you should consider giving up your Social Security number or your passwords. What we're talking about is how much do you want to how much of availability do you want your behavior, your activity to be to marketers who can help you? I mean, I get email from companies that remind me that they've got offers, and these are companies that I like, so I let them have access to me, and I've opted in, so to speak. But that's not the same thing as this privacy issue, is it?
Well, I mean, it's related. I mean, there's a couple of different components. I mean, one is that advertising is part of what makes things available for free on the internet. Right? Mm-hmm. That's how the people that produce applications and content are paying for them is by showing you ads. And then the next question then becomes what kinds of ads are you looking at? Are you mm-hmm. looking at generic ads that are of no interest to you, or are you looking at ads that are customized to the interest that you've already shown?
In other words, if you selected a certain article on a website, if that host wants to aggregate ads that are associated with the content of the article, that's a part of the privacy debate, isn't it?
It is, exactly. And some of this, I think, is about, you know, the industry may be getting better at surprising people about the use of the data, but I think that the use of people's information to customize their experience is even an expectation by customers at this point. And so it's just a question of making sure that relationship is upfront and fluid and dynamic so that people realize that they're participating in it.
But Jonathan, there are people on Capitol Hill who don't get what you just described, and they're trying to do some things to harm the internet, aren't they?
Well, they are. I mean, they don't quite get it, and I think part of the problem is that they hear from their constituents that they're concerned about privacy, because what happens is that real privacy issues do come to the front every once in a while and do make headlines, like when Google was collecting Street View data, in its trucks, and it turns out they were capturing emails.
Right.
You know, at the same time, that understandably gets everybody concerned.
Right, but that's not the same.
That leads to policymakers trying to figure out what to do about privacy generally. The problem is that these big company disasters lead to the regulation that doesn't affect them as much as it affects the small businesses.
Right.
Because the small businesses are in a unique position of needing to, for example, share information with third parties in order to get ads, right? And, with ad networks.
Right.
Whereas
so give us a specific example, Jonathan, of how this would how tightening up on the privacy laws would hurt a small business.
Well, I'll tell you a specific example of the irony of the situation. Right, Google made a settlement with the FTC about Google Buzz. There was a big controversy about the fact that they just sort of opted all of their Gmail customers into something called Buzz. And was sharing information, about your activities with everyone in your address book, mm-hmm. Without your permission, right? And so there was a big controversy about that. And then, so the FTC investigated it. They came up with a settlement that placed some real restrictions on how you could share information with third parties, right? So it's one thing to keep information and use it yourself. It's another then to give it to someone else. The problem is the FTC is thinking this might be a generalized regulation.
So they went after Google for a specific bad act,
That's right.
They liked it so much they thought, well, why don't we just keep small business owners from ever having the opportunity to do this?
And that's exactly right. So if there's a new regulation that says you can't share data with third parties, then as a small business
right.
who have to work with third parties,
right?
I mean, small businesses almost by definition, form partnerships
right.
and things like that.
Folks, I'm coming upon a break, but folks, the main thing is, have you ever said, wow, all this power, all this capability, and it's free? Well, guess how those people pay for that, folks? Guess how you get it for free? They're not philanthropists. The people who develop some of these programs, like these apps and things like that, they've got a business model, too. And so be careful when you demand privacy, when you sign up for the when you get your indignation all up about privacy issues, be sure that you know specifically what part of this debate you're talking about. Is it your Social Security number, or is it things that help you get convenient, powerful tools online? Which is it? Make sure you know that. Quick break, 10 till, right back with Jonathan Zook. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.